we have an interesting topic today, talking about software that we purchase versus the talent that we focus on in-house, and how this impacts buying decisions. So Quincy has some interesting thoughts here, and we'll have a little bit of a debate, but for the most part, I think we agree on this one. What would you say, Quincy?
Yeah, I think there's a good balance there.
So let's start out. So one of the complaints we have and that we come across a lot is when companies are making buying decisions on software, they expect that software to do everything that it says it will do on the website. And they focus more on price than they do on the resources necessary to get this done. So in my experience, a lot of the times when I'm seeing this, it's analytics software. So I'll give you an example, Quincy, and then I'll let you jump in. But a couple of years ago, we were working with a company, or we almost worked with the company, that was having trouble with attribution. And they had HubSpot, they had Google Analytics, they had another analytics system in place that they were spending between $40,000 and $80,000 a year on. And they kept investing in different analytics software, trying to get the attribution answer rather than just investing in one of those to really understand what was happening with the users that were coming onto their site. So I see this a lot with attribution and analytics software. I've also seen it with lean data, but curious to see where you've seen this, Quincy.
Yeah, no, and don't get me wrong. I am a technologist at heart. Oftentimes in my personal life, I'm not a first mover when it comes to technology. But for some reason, I gear or lean towards like technology in the like marketing automation, marketing cloud space. But I've seen it a lot more from my perspective in the marketing automation, marketing cloud tools, right? Oftentimes there are maybe org changes, or there may be a push from higher up in order to like get something working and get it functioning. And a really good salesperson will come and show all the bells and whistles in an optimal environment, right? And so much like you said, getting these things implemented, they don't realize how much setup there is, and that the instance that is being shown is like a custom setup made for demos. And this is how it's going to work in a great optimal environment, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I am. And like, also there are like new leaders who come in who have an organizational preferences. Like obviously we deal with like CMOs and things like that. Like we always hear this. In my past company, we did X, right? And so like yeah. They have a preference of the tool set and not necessarily taking into account like the talent of the team, like enabled to implement and operate and things like that. So that's kind of the challenge that I've seen real time.
Yeah, you beat me to the punch there, especially when you're talking about somebody coming in or org changes and somebody's like, well, this is how I did it previously at my last company. And it's somebody who's coming from a marketing team with 50 people on it to a marketing team with 8 people on it. And they're like, let's bring in Marketo.
Yes.
And it just creates this giant bottleneck where it's really tough to get stuff done. It's really difficult to set up. It takes, you know, a couple of months to get that set up. And you slow down momentum because you heard that, you know, Pardot or HubSpot can't do all the things that Marketo does. Or you find this one use case that HubSpot can't do that Marketo can do. Or the one that I love is like, well, you know, when we start to scale, or when we're really scaling up, when we get to 100 salespeople, we're not going to be able to use this marketing automation system or this CRM anymore. And it's like, whoa, pump brakes. Like, let's focus on where the company is right now. It's a little bit of survive in advance in startups, like, you know, like in March Madness, just get to the next round and then kind of make the decisions on what kind of software you need, et cetera.
And I think I referenced this, and we can link this down below in like one of the MarTech minutes that I did, right? Like, so definitely taking an analysis of, like, especially if you're a new leader, or if your org is looking to make a change, and doing an audit to understand like who your team is, like, what are we capable of? Like, who do we need to bring on? Who are the key players? And then the landscape of the company, who owns the technology? Is it marketing? Is it IT? Like, how closely are we working with them? Does sales have a different set of tools that they're using? Can we integrate everything and see full funnel, full picture type deal?
Yeah, the integrations are key. It's like something for B2B marketers to be paying attention to is like, how does software work with the other tools on customer success or marketing or other tools in the organization? That's something that we should be paying attention to when we're trying to drive in leads. But it's also critical to pay attention to make sure that you integrate with the other tools so you can look at the full customer lifecycle. And so should be a consideration.
For sure. Let's break the silo.
Yeah, it really is a team decision across like all the different functions these days when you're making software decisions. I feel like Intercom was really looking to live at that intersection for a while. And I just haven't seen them with as many of our clients recently. Maybe it's just being used in customer success, but less than, you know, I'm just not seeing it on marketing teams as much anymore. HubSpot seems to really have picked up for us.
I think the key is, like, if organizations don't really understand, or even if they need help, like, it's okay to say that, right? And to bring in people to help you, because maybe you're not asking the right questions in like the software evaluation process. And maybe you need help auditing kind of the skill sets of your team, right? Like, it's okay to ask for those things and supplement them. Like, you don't have to have all the answers, right? So.
Yeah. So give me an example of where you're thinking about this. I love this idea of auditing your team, understanding where you are, maybe even thinking about where you're going to be 6 months from now. But how are you thinking about that and evaluating that? And what decisions do you think that should come in for? Like, certainly if you have someone in SEO who's using Ahrefs or SEMrush, you know, they can make that decision. There doesn't need to be other people involved in that decision. But where is the software where you think it really should be kind of more, there needs to be more of an evaluation done to understand what the needs of the organization are?
Yeah, so I think when it comes to, like, if you're looking at the CDPs, the data, the asset manager, any of the segmentation, like Segment, like Twilio's, like the Salesforces and the HubSpots, like marketing automation software, right? Like, there are levels to the software where, again, you could require dev resources where you may not have dev internally. And so you need to assess that, because that's going to be baked into your price, right? Like, you need to be able to ask that question. You need to be able to have some sort of technical resource. Again, like looking at your modern marketer today, they may be more digital or social media strategists. And like, you can just audit based on job titles. Like, what roles do we have currently on the team?
Yeah.
And our social media strategist isn't going to be our technical sort of setup person or implementation person for a marketing cloud and being understanding how to set those up and tag things properly. So I would say those more complex and complicated systems.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, again, another great point. I think one of the things I look for when I'm purchasing software, especially something where I may need consulting help now or in the future, is thinking about the ecosystem that they've created.
Yep.
So you talked about integrations before, but with web development, if you're looking at a CMS, it's going to be easiest to find WordPress developers. It's going to be tougher to find web developers for some random CMS. For marketing automation, it's going to be easier to find HubSpot consultants than it is even to find Marketo consultants, and they're probably a little bit cheaper as well. So I also think hiring, it's going to be easier to find someone to help you with XYZ software who has experience with that than it is for you know, some other software. So thinking about future hires as well, and what the ecosystem looks like of people and how difficult it is to learn and how different it is from the other tools out there is going to be important too, because people are staying at companies for 1.5, 2 years now. So somebody might be fighting for, you know, the software that they used at their previous company, but they're not gonna, they might not even see the implementation through before they're gone.
And we're on a 3-year contract, so we still have a year and a half of this half implementation.
Exactly. They got the good price by locking in 3 years, and they know they'll be out in a couple of years. Awesome. So to sum it up, what would you say the keys are when considering marketing software?
I would say internal assessment. Like, you have in everything, you have to know like yourself and your team the best, asking the right questions with regards to the software. Like, is it meeting all the needs? Like, not only for my organization, but it's going to impact across the organization. And so those are the two like main components that I would highlight.
All right, sounds good.